Yeah, let's not go that far. Formally. When Harrigan's back, we're going to adjust that to formally hosted the Shaletta Show. A radio insider just sent me a text asking me this question. Do you know that you're actually hosting your show tomorrow?
Yes, I was told that I am hosting, and I have the show all lined up because, you know, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but before I became a host on WCCO Radio, through my hard work and really, you know, just efforts to try to climb that corporate ladder, I started out as a producer.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so good at that, you know, lining up guests and, you know, doing
stuff
on the fly and breaking news and those kinds of things that I, you know, I got that promotion, you know, through my own efforts and hard work. No help from anybody. No help from anybody.
Yeah, a lot of hard work as a producer. did you line up every guest? Did Josh play a part?
Who you talk to, Tubbs?
Yeah, I don't know if, you know, I think Josh is helping you out, right? You know, so I just want to know, you know.
My person of interest.
You know, I just want to know how that is working out. So you are coming down here today. You told me you would be at the station in studio.
I know you got excited. I know. I had an appointment at the club. I call it my club.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you know that I'm hosting a happy hour at the Minneapolis club?
Do they know?
I'm going to tell them when I get it all lined up. I'll let them know. We'll be playing dice in the pickleball room as usual. That's my favorite thing to do over there. But yeah, I'm hosting because I just found out that the first black woman to join was in 1979. She joined with her husband. And hold on to your head, ladies and gentlemen. I might be the first black woman to join, just like I'm joining. Like, I'm not joining with my husband. I'm not on the second line. Like, the first straight up, this is my name. This is my paperwork. This is who I am. They're looking it up right now. That is, it's 20 and 24 in the year of our Lord in these United States of America. And I might be the first black woman to outright without a joining as a partner, be the first black woman to join.
Well, should have happened decades and decades ago. I mean, come on, that is obvious. Do you know more of the members now? Are you hanging out with them? How is that playing out?
Well, the first month before I got the bill, I was there almost every day. Like, I was in the great room, you know, having shots of vodka in my hot tea. I was using the office area. I was renting rooms. They got hotels there. I tried out one of the beds to take a nap one day. I was balling out of control. You know, I was buying bar rounds at the bar.
Sure.
Because the bill doesn't come to you, so you don't see the money leaving. You get one bill at the end of the month.
Did you think you wouldn't have to pay this bill? I mean,
I didn't know if it was part of my reparations package. I didn't know. And so I got that first bill, and I don't know if I've been back. So when the person that I was meeting with today at the club called to tell me that she was canceling because she had to get out of town, beat the storm, because a dog don't like to travel in the rain, because y'all be treating dogs like people, and it's okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's Royce Olson showed me how that works. I said, okay, good. I breathed a sigh of relief because, you know, she's not a member. That would have been on my bill. So I didn't argue with her. I just said, oh, girl, we could do it. I was like, for real? Okay, girl, well, you know, another time. I'll meet you at the, you know, Flavor Cafe or something where the coffee's, you know, $5 or $6, and that's the end of the bill. So, I didn't come downtown.
Yeah, you could have just come downtown for your commitment to your appearance here on the station that pays you.
Yes, you know, that's so important because that's how you pay the bill to the Minneapolis Club. See the way it works?
No, it's not really what I meant. So tomorrow, when you're hosting your own show for the first time, maybe, is this potentially the first time in 2024 you've hosted your own show?
No, I have hosted my show a couple of times
twice.
This year.
Okay, twice.
And, you know, I'm just so amazed at all the vendors. I'm talking to some vendors on my show tomorrow, some black entrepreneurs who are downtown Minneapolis with a lot of business because we got the gymnastics trials going on and so much other stuff. And they are, like, raking in all the dough. They've got the little tents set up. I don't know if you've been down there, but everybody is having a good time, and they're getting some good sales, and they're able to market and meet new people and you know, new clients. And it's really good, not just for spectators who are, you know, going to see, you know, all of our world-famous gymnasts, but also good for the economy, and not just necessarily for downtown businesses, but vendors and business owners from all over the state are setting up their little tent downtown, and they're selling stuff. It's beautiful. I love to see it.
Here is the interesting debate, and it's not even debate, it's just fact. If there are events down here, people will come down. Gymnastics is another example. Concerts on a regular basis. The big Pride event is taking place. We're going to get hundreds of thousands of people here.
Yes.
And during the week, as you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Ghost.
No, I would say this. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday feels a little bit more normal. It does. Not all the way. Monday and Friday, there's no one here.
No.
There is absolutely no one here. And I really don't see signs it's going to change. I don't. I think, and I don't know how more businesses are going to last. I really don't.
I don't either.
You know, I mean,
I don't either.
You can't rent out these enormous offices and these skyscrapers or have restaurants or have other businesses when your revenue is 3 days a week, considering the rent and the other expenses you have in downtown Minneapolis.
And, you know, the club, they don't have lunch on Mondays. Like, there's been a time or two where I've just, like, gone down there thinking I'm going to have lunch. And then, you know, when I look up, I'm like, oh, shoot, that's right, they're closed on Mondays. You know, and so people are trying to make adjustments, but it's just hard. And I pray that one day we get back to the time where, you know, you had to stand in line and get one of those big, giant, fat, juicy burritos across the street.
I'd love it.
Or we had those 10, 15 food trucks lined up.
Yep.
Or, you know, you pass by and people are lined up to get on the shuttle. I pray that comes back, not just for us to be able to be in community together, but for the businesses that are struggling to survive. Because, you know, for a while you were getting subsidies from the government. You know, stay open. We want to try to bring downtowns in America back. Small business owners, we were getting 100% of our meals written off on our taxes because they wanted us to go out to patronize these restaurants. And you know, all of that stuff is gone.
Well, the IRS just now has something to pursue on Shaletta Brundage, and when she went from a millionaire to broke, we'll remember
right,
that time.
$10,000-naire.
June 28th, 1:15, the financial downfall. Hang on, put Shaletta on hold. If you have a question or comment for the sometime host of her own show, text away. You want to bring something up? You want to have some fun? You want to stir it up? Go ahead. Let's go. 651-461-9226. Have we established the music theme today yet, Mr. Tubbs? What do you want to share with a little Mark Cohn here?
It is, I am getting ready for my trip to Waterloo next month. So I figured let's do a little ditty about towns, about cities. We got Memphis, we had Waterloo, London calling by the Clash. So,
Shaletta, do you approve of that? Would you rather hear your music? You know, the music that you dictate Harrigan plays.
Yeah, I was going to ask for some Anita Baker, especially if last night those candidates were giving us the best that they got, we in trouble. You know, Anita Baker's got a song called Giving You the Best That I've Got, and last night was supposed to be the best that they had. We've been building up to this stuff. first debate. They've been talking about it. They've been prepping for it. They paid a lot of money for teams of people to get them ready, right? Somebody had to get the clothes ready. Somebody had to get the hair ready. Somebody had to get the makeup ready. Somebody had to prep them on the facts. And I'm going to just tell y'all, I don't know about nobody else. I'm scared. This was not the best that they got. We need to play Anita Baker, the best that I got, for every break, because we did not get the best that they got. And if this is the best, it's early enough to pivot. Can somebody get Dean on the phone? Where's the Deanster?
Yeah,
get somebody.
I was.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, I was.
Kamala.
I was.
Break away, Kamala.
Yeah, I was texting with Mr. Phillips. I think he has decided today it is best that silence works. You know, he made his point.
He can't do an I told you so. I love I told you so. He's not going to do an I told you so.
No, he's not you. I'm fully capable of the I told you so's too. In fact, I started with, where are my apologies from all the hardcore Democrats? Guess how many I received? Zero. Because they're still deluding themselves. Yeah, Joe was, he was a disaster.
It was one debate. It's not the end of the world. It might as well be. Why are the Democrats putting all their eggs in one basket? Why don't we have just a whole Easter basket parade of baskets? Because we need that right now. This is what happened to Hillary. I mean, why don't we understand that history is repeating itself? It's like we have not learned from our mistake. People don't want two old white dudes battling it out, using words like malarkey when they get into a situation where they get upset. I had to go look malarkey up, and I'm 52 years old.
Yeah,
I
don't see
the cuss word for. Is
you
it the
using,
S word? Is it the FS word? What is it, the D word? What is malarkey a cuss word for? Is it like fiddlesticks? How do I use it in a sentence? I'm like the Scripps National Spelling Bee up in here.
Yeah, I would like you tomorrow at some point on the show, because it's very possible I may be listening. I'd like you to work in malarkey, just somehow.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna get back to more debate coverage in about 10 minutes. We're gonna need a bunch of texts for sure. Among the texts, Shaletta, first I want to say I'm a middle-aged white man. I really enjoy listening on Friday on Chad Show. Please don't ever change. You do you, and please keep speaking out. You're doing such great things, community. I'm extremely proud of you. I love you, girl.
Oh. Okay, you tell him I said to text in his mailing address. I'm going to send him a Shaletta shirt because I know he will wear it proudly. Those are available on my website at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That is not a shameless plug because I don't have any shame. I don't have
yeah,
any
I was going to say, I know you well enough. That is not I thought of you when I saw this topic earlier. We love pets. Like, I mean, pets are amazing. So here's where we're at now. About 67% of the country has a pet. That's up notably. That's up from 56% in 1988. So that's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, that's a big jump.
How about this one? Buckle up for this one. According to the American Met Products Products Association, Americans in 2022 spent just short of $137 billion on their pets. Now, again, that's the one in the previous year. It was $124 billion. How did we add $13 billion more in 1 year on the pets? It's good to be a pet right now.
Okay, and let me just tell you, it's good to be a company that creates products for pets. So now you know the State Fair is notorious for
canceled
stick stuff.
Has it been canceled this year? Oh,
no,
sure.
No, yeah. It has not. It's the stick stuff. You know, we got everything on the stick, bacon and all kinds of stuff. We got the pickle pizza. We stand in line for the donut people for an hour and a half. You know, we're having a good old time, and you know, and like 2 years ago, I saw the company that makes like pet food. They made like doggy treats. They had a booth at the fair. And I thought, oh, Lord, they're going to go bankrupt. Nobody is going to be buying doggy treats at the fair. Chad, the line.
Enormous.
Dog treats.
Yeah.
At the fair was around the corner. In fact, I could not convince my children that it was dog food, and they didn't want to listen, so they stood in line. because they thought I was trying to keep them from getting something fun because it was so pretty. It looked like a dessert. And they were like, Mama, this is not dog food. It's a dessert. I said, honey, it is dog food. Well, all these people are not in line for dog food. We have this whole debate. Yes, they are in line for dog food. Well, can we stand in line? Sure. We don't have a dog, but when we get up here, you're going to buy something and you're going to give it to the neighbor because we're not standing in this line this long for nothing. So we get all the way up in the line and they ask the lady, like, I'm lying to them because I have lied to my kids before and got caught. We all have. So they get in line.
Not as much as you. Okay, let's be clear about that. Okay. You're the Donald Trump in that area. Okay.
No. When the ice cream truck is playing music, that means they're out of treats.
I've heard.
See, the music is playing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if the music is playing,
they're out of treats.
I have a great suggestion. The kid's big brother, Andrew, is leaving. He's going to college. They're gonna miss him. Now, I know he'll come back occasionally. They're going to miss him. There is a void in their life, and you know what they need? They need a puppy. They need a puppy.
Mm.
Tubbs, can't you see it? Shaletta taking care of the puppy when the puppy's pooped and peed all over
oh
the place.
God.
Shaletta would make a great dog mom.
Yes.
Great dog mom.
I mean, all three.
You can get her the T-shirt and everything. It'd
yes.
be great. It can be a new brand.
Yeah,
you can be a new brand, Shaletta.
Come on, let's make it happen. Already. Agree right now, you're getting a dog.
You know what? I would have to get a hell of an endorsement deal. A hell of a commercial sponsorship. You know, I've done a lot for commercial sponsorship.
Yes, you have.
But it would have to be an enormous a deal. I'm talking seven figures.
Okay.
It'd have to be a
get out of here.
Deal. It'd have to be a seven. Okay, six. Okay, it'd have to be a, okay, five.
Yeah.
Okay, five. It has to be a five-figure deal.
Okay, how about five?
How about 5,000
for the year? Come on. Let's go. Come
okay,
on.
So, and I don't know, must be rough. That's the place where we stood in line at the fair. I don't know if they can afford me as their commercial sponsor. They had a little dog of treats, and my neighbor said the dog loved it. But I'm thinking it would have to be Purina or somebody.
Yeah.
You know, because I need to be in the commercial, and I need a five-figure.
I'm in for $250. I'm in for $250.
I don't know if it must be rough. Bloyce Olson had my children thinking that puppy was coming in the mail.
Yeah.
He told my kids that he was going to mail them a puppy.
That sounds so like that's like, vicious.
What is this? Uncle Bloyce promised we were going to get us a puppy, and he was going to put it in my soul every day, and I didn't know what was going on. So they were checking the mail every day. I was like, why y'all going to the mailbox? Are we looking for a puppy?
Yeah.
So what?
All right.
Bloyce
first of all, the fact that the kids called him Uncle Bloyce, I mean, that's time out. That's time out.
Baby. You know. He told them they were getting a puppy. I'm surprised they didn't call him daddy. They want a puppy that bad.
All right. I still have it at about 60-40 that you're doing the show tomorrow.
And I have a whole show lined up.
Baloney.
I'm talking summer safety, because, you know, we've got these kids out of school. The routine is off, and they're doing things every which way. So we're going to be talking about summer safety for the children. I'm going to talk to a doctor about that. And I need to talk to a therapist because we just got back from vacation. And I thought, you know, we've been gone for 5 days. We had fun every day. Went to the water park and the theme park in Kansas City. And we took the RV, and the kids should be tired. They wake up this morning after 5 days of nonstop activity and ask me, what are we doing today?
Great. I like it.
Not a damn thing.
You're going to
sit in the house and look at the wall.
This is where the puppy comes
in.
That is when the puppy comes in. I have to go. I will be listening tomorrow. See ya.